I guess it was because I liked him.
Frankel snorted. An instructor can't afford to like a man.
I know it, sir, but I do. They're a nice bunch of kids. We've dumped all the real twerps by now. Hendrick's only shortcoming, aside from being clumsy, was that he thought he knew all the answers. I didn't mind that. I knew it all at that age myself. The twerps have gone home, and those that are left are eager, anxious to please, and on the bounce, as cute as a litter of collie pups. A lot of them will make soldiers.
So, that was the soft spot. You liked him. So you failed to clip him in time. So he winds up with a court and the whip and a BCD. Sweet.
Zim said earnestly,
I wish to heaven there were some way for me to take that flogging myself, sir.
You'd have to take your turn. I outrank you.
What do you think I've been wishing the past hour? What do you think I was afraid of from the moment I saw you come in here sporting a shiner?
I did my best to brush it off with administrative punishment, and the young fool wouldn't let well enough alone. But I never thought he would be crazy enough to blurt it out that he'd hung one on you. He's stupid. You should have eased him out of the outfit weeks ago, instead of nursing him along until he got into trouble. But blurt it out he did, to me, in front of witnesses, forcing me to take official notice of it, and that licked us. No way to get it off the record. No way to avoid a court. Just go through the whole dreary mess and take our medicine, and wind up with one more civilian who'll be against us the rest of his days. Because he has to be flogged. Neither you nor I can take it for him, even though the fault was ours. Because the regiment has to see what happens when 9080 is violated. Our fault, but his lumps.
My fault, Captain. That's why I want to be transferred. Sir, I think it's best for the outfit.
You do, eh? But I decide what's best for my battalion, not you, Sergeant.
Charlie, who do you think pulled your name out of the hat? And why? Think back 12 years. You were a corporal, remember? Where were you?
Here, as you know quite well, Captain. Right here on this same godforsaken prairie, and I wish I had never come back to it.
Don't we all? But it happens to be the most important and the most delicate work in the Army, turning unspanked young cubs into soldiers. Who is the worst unspanked young cub in your section?
Zim answered slowly.
I wouldn't go so far as to say you were the worst, Captain.